All right, we're talking landing gear. Not exactly the most glamorous part of aviation,
Right, it's not
mind it.
exactly the wings or the engines.
But it's absolutely essential.
Totally. Without landing gear, you're not landing.
Exactly. And today we're going deep on landing gear MRO. That's maintenance, repair, and overhaul for anyone who's new here. And we're diving in with a recent article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine. It's fascinating stuff, actually. They really get into the nitty-gritty of how companies are dealing with all the challenges in the industry.
Challenges like.
Well, think about it. The pandemic basically put the brakes on air travel, which meant a lot of aircraft were grounded, right?
Yeah.
Less flying means less wear and tear, which you'd think would be good news for MRO.
Right. You'd think so, but.
But it actually created this huge backlog.
Exactly. Airlines basically hit the pause button on a lot of maintenance, and now they're trying to fast forward through it.
Like trying to make up for lost time.
Exactly.
And the article really highlights the pressure this puts on MRO providers, especially the big players like Revima and Lufthansa Technik Landing Gear Services or
Yeah,
LTLGS.
those are the big names. They're the ones keeping those planes up in the air, literally.
It's a huge responsibility. And the article goes into how Revima, in particular, is handling this surge in demand. They're dealing with a really diverse range of aircraft, too.
Diverse how?
They're working on everything from the older MD-11s and 747s
The classics.
to the more modern workhorses like the 777s.
The backbone of a lot of fleets.
And even the newer 787 Dreamliners, which those are a different beast altogether.
Oh, absolutely. Different materials, different construction methods, different maintenance needs.
The article specifically mentioned the 787's landing gear. It's chrome-free and uses something called HVOF spraying, which I'll admit I had to look that one up.
High-velocity oxygen fuel spraying. Basically, it's like a super-powered spray paint that creates this incredibly hard, wear-resistant coating on the landing gear.
So instead of the traditional chrome plating, they're using this new technology. Seems pretty high tech.
It is. And it's better for the environment, which is a big plus.
That's the thing, isn't it? Sustainability is becoming a major factor in aviation. And the article points out how Revima's investment in new machinery for this HVOF spraying is a sign of their commitment to those greener practices.
Right. It's one thing to talk the talk, but they're walking the walk, investing in the technology that allows them to meet those environmental standards. And it's not just about being eco-friendly, it's also about staying competitive.
I was going to say, it gives them an edge in the industry. Airlines are under pressure to reduce their environmental impact, so partnering with MRO providers who share those values is becoming increasingly important.
Exactly. It's a win-win. And speaking of being ahead of the curve, Revima's expansion into the Asia-Pacific region is a really interesting development, building that brand new facility in Thailand.
That's a big move.
It is. The Asia-Pacific region is a huge market for aviation, especially with the growth of low-cost carriers.
Makes sense to establish a presence there. And this isn't just any facility. They're equipped to handle A320s, 737 NGs.
And they're even planning to expand into A350 nose landing gear MRO in the future.
Wow. Talk about thinking big.
They're not afraid to invest in the future, that's for sure. And again, it highlights their focus on sustainability. The facility is designed with environmental considerations in mind from the ground up.
So they're not just expanding their reach, they're doing it in a way that aligns with their values. It's pretty impressive, actually.
Definitely. It's a good example of how a company can be both ambitious and responsible. But not every company is in the same position, of course. Lufthansa Technik Landing Gear Services, they're facing some different challenges, it seems.
Yeah, they're in a bit of a different boat right now. The article mentioned they're actually closing down one of their facilities.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Hawker Pacific Aerospace facility in California.
Interesting. What's behind that decision?
Sounds like a combination of factors. Financial challenges, for one.
Makes sense. The industry as a whole is still recovering. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole market shift towards newer aircraft models.
Right. They were pretty focused on legacy aircraft, weren't they?
That's right. The older models that are still kicking around, but maybe not seeing the same demand as the newer ones.
Yeah. Maintaining those older planes can get pretty pricey, especially as parts become less available.
It's a balancing act for sure, keeping those legacy aircraft flying while also investing in the future.
So it seems like they're streamlining their operations, focusing on their UK and Hamburg facilities.
That's the gist of it. Consolidating their resources where they have a strong foothold.
Speaking of their facilities, the article gave a really interesting glimpse into their Heathrow operation.
Oh, yeah. What stood out to you?
It sounds like a well-oiled machine. They've got this whole color-coded trolley system for moving parts around, meticulous documentation for every step of the process.
Ah, the importance of good organization. Can't overstate that in this business.
Absolutely. And they talked about their lean-focused approach to workflow, everything geared towards efficiency and minimizing waste.
Which makes perfect sense. When you're dealing with something as complex and safety-critical as landing gear, you need a system that's airtight.
Right. It's not just about getting the job done. It's about getting it done right every single time.
Exactly. Yeah. And that attention to detail is crucial for maintaining those high safety standards.
Speaking of challenges, the article also touched on a new issue that's cropped up. Increased corrosion on landing gear.
Oh, yeah. That's been a bit of a head-scratcher for the industry.
They think it might be linked to the prolonged grounding of aircraft during the pandemic.
That's one theory. All those planes sitting idle for months on end, potentially exposed to the elements more than usual.
Makes sense. I mean, we're talking about metal components here, right? They're going to be susceptible to corrosion over time.
Exactly. And it's not just a cosmetic issue either. Corrosion can weaken the structural integrity of the landing gear.
So how do they deal with that? Just clean it off and hope for the best?
If only it were that simple. Sometimes they can get away with minor repairs, but in other cases, they have to get more creative.
The article mentioned something about oversized bushings.
Right. If the corrosion is eaten away at the material, they might need to use oversized bushings to compensate for the loss.
So it adds another layer of complexity to the repair process.
It does. And it could have implications for the lifespan of the landing gear, too. More repairs down the line, potentially.
Oh, a bit of a domino effect, isn't it?
That's a good way to put it. One thing leads to another. And it highlights the challenges of maintaining aging aircraft in a constantly changing environment.
It really makes you think about all the factors involved. It's more than just nuts and bolts, isn't it?
It's a whole ecosystem, really. You've got the airlines, the MRO providers, the manufacturers, the regulators, all these moving parts working together.
And each one facing its own set of pressures and priorities.
And the decisions they make today, they have long-term consequences, you know?
Absolutely. It's about finding that balance between keeping those older aircraft safe and operational while also preparing for the future of aviation technology.
Which is changing all the time. New materials, new designs, new regulations.
It's a lot to keep up with.
It is. Yeah. But that's what makes this industry so dynamic. There's always something new to learn, something new to adapt to.
It makes you appreciate the behind-the-scenes work that goes into every single flight. I mean, I knew landing gear was important, but I never really thought about all the intricacies of maintaining it.
Most people don't. It's one of those things you take for granted until something goes wrong. But there's a whole army of skilled technicians and engineers working tirelessly to make sure that doesn't happen.
It's a testament to their skill and dedication that we can step onto an airplane and trust that everything, down to the landing gear, has been meticulously inspected and maintained.
Exactly. So next time you're on a flight and you hear that satisfying thud as the landing gear touches down.
Or maybe not so satisfying if it's a bumpy landing.
True. True. But either way, take a moment to appreciate the intricate world of landing gear MRO that made that landing possible.
It's a hidden world that keeps us safe in the air. And on that note, we're going to land this deep dive.
Until next time.
Keep exploring, keep questioning, and as always, keep looking up.